Live. You bring up what you want, and you can do it toll-free at 855-453. We also have Skype. If you prefer that option, you can connect to us at username lrn.fm. And you're tuned to Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. We have been talking about Boston, and the Rutherford Institute has a great piece where they're pointing out, hey, everybody, it's a police state. In case you were waiting for that moment, I think that, you know, you could argue that the police state threshold was crossed many years ago, but the Boston situation seemed to really take it to a new level. At least maybe it just felt that way because I was apprised of more information about it. Maybe it was as bad for the folks out in Big Bear Lake when they were looking for Christopher Dorner earlier this year. But you could certainly point out that the Chris Dorner search and now the search for this 19-year-old has really stepped up the police state to a previously unseen level of invasion and tyranny. So I want to continue with that here, but I want to go to the phones and take your calls and thoughts at 855-453. Let's go to Zane, who says he's listening on XM. Now, Zane, you're tuned into to America's Talk, is that right?
Well, I listen to you guys on the way home from work, and right currently I'm listening to you over Truth Frequency Radio Network.
Okay.
But normally I listen to you over XM. I just don't remember if it's channel 168 or 166.
I see. That's what was throwing me off because the board operator had asked you how you were listening, and I guess you had told him XM. So I was confused because we weren't supposed to be on this hour on XM. And if we were on, I would have been very happy. But sorry, that's not the case, I guess. So thanks for clearing that up. What did you want to share tonight, Zane?
Well, I listened to the police officer that called in, and I'm just really dumbfounded. You know, I am a 15-year combat veteran in a tier 2 level unit, and I have in my area there are great police officers here, and I'm very involved with them, and they're pretty liberty minded, you know. But there's a legal way to violate someone's rights, which is to have a constitutional convention to say that we can declare a scenario where we can come in your homes, and they have not done that. And there really is no such thing as martial law in this country. And there really is no right of any of them to come in your home. Not to be confrontational, but I'm just speaking from an American point of view. There is no right for them to come in at all under any circumstances. The president only has the right to suspend habeas corpus under time of invasion, and that's it. He cannot suspend the Constitution at all.
Well, we know that that what they've done is differently from what they're supposed to be able to do. I mean, there's supposed to be habeas corpus, but that has been suspended, and there's not supposed to be indefinite detentions and silent assassinations of American people, and there's not supposed to be any of these things, but they do it anyway.
Well, I could tell you I'm only alive at this day and time, basically for the grace of God and the fact that I don't live there, because if they came to my home, they'd be experiencing more than they bargained for.
I think a lot of there's a lot of people out there that feel that way. We weren't in the circumstances that these people were in, and but you know, I mean, it's got to be really.
I'm a very peaceful man. The last thing I want is any type of danger. I mean, I got out of the Army because I realized that it's getting bad here in the States. We have a lot of communists in our mix that we need to get them out.
You say we have a lot of communists in our midst.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, the left is no longer pro-America. These people are not liberal, you know. In my opinion, I've been a big student.
Is the right pro-America?
I'm not exactly sure. You know, I started out as a pro-right person, as a Republican, but I'm no longer affiliated with either party.
Okay.
I don't really... I mean, if you want, I'm not going to take a side, but I will say that I am more pro-right than I am pro-left. I mean, I have left views and I have right views. I don't take side on one particular, and I definitely, if I did, vote for someone who did not say what they were going to do. I definitely would not defend them just because I'm affiliated with that party.
Okay, fair enough. Because it seems to me that the left and the right are working hand in hand to destroy your liberties, considering that Barack Obama is basically doing everything that George W. Bush did in his term and worse.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. If you loved Bush, you should love Obama. He's doing the exact same thing. I didn't get on the bandwagon of bashing Obama like everyone else. You know, back when George W. Bush was in president, I had kind of a reputation of being a leftist in my unit. Like I said, I was in a tier two level. And, you know, people frowned upon me, but they didn't really say anything. But once Obama got in, I was back to being pro-right again, and it was okay to bash the president. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. Hey, Zane, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That is certainly the one positive thing, I think, that has come out of the last two presidents, is that people who are paying attention should have figured it out by now that there really isn't that much of a difference between the so-called left and the so-called right. And nothing, I don't think, could have made it any more crystal clear than the last two presidents, you know, this current president and the previous one.
Yeah, the peace movement doesn't seem to have figured it out, though. I mean, they certainly spend a lot of time and energy going after George Bush, and not so much. I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about as a whole. There's nothing in comparison to, you know, what was going on against Bush, against Obama.
That much is true, although the peace vigils continue here in Keene, New Hampshire, every single weekend.
I think it may be the longest-running peace vigil in America.
Right, like since the 1980s, right?
Early 90s.
Oh, really? Okay. So let me go back here.
Bosnia? When was that?
That was late 90s, mid to late, right?
Okay. It might have been I'm going to have to ask. I do know one of the guys that started it, so I'll ask just to make sure.
So we were talking about one of the suspects in this Boston case and Rutherford Institute's editorial on this, pointing out that they did not read him his Miranda rights by when they were interrogating him. And he points out that presently, under the public safety exception to the Miranda rule, if law enforcement agents believe a suspect has information that might reduce a substantial threat, they can wait to give them Miranda warning. For years now, however, the Obama administration has been lobbying to see this exception extended to all cases involving so-called terror suspects, including American citizens. Tsarnaev's case may prove to be the game changer. Yet, as journalist Emily Bazelon points out for Slate, she says, "Why should I care that no one's reading Zokar Tsarnaev his Miranda rights? When the law gets bent out of shape for him, it's easier to bend out of shape for the rest of us." The U.S. Supreme Court goes on with, says the Rutherford Institute, recognized in its 1966 ruling in Miranda versus Arizona, the police officers must advise a suspect of his or her civil rights once the suspect has been taken into custody, because the police can and often do take advantage of the fact that most Americans don't know their rights. There have been few exceptions to the Miranda rule over the last 40 years or so, and with good reason. However, if the Obama administration is allowed to scale back the Miranda rule, especially as it applies to U.S. citizens, it would be yet another dangerous expansion of government power at the expense of citizens' civil rights. And I'd like to point out that I'm not a lawyer, but it's my understanding that Rutherford is getting it slightly wrong here, in that the rights do not need to be read, Miranda rights do not need to be read to you as you are taken into custody. That's what they show you on television. Like if the cops are arresting somebody on TV or in a movie, they usually start spouting off the Miranda rights. But in reality, they only have to give you your Miranda rights if they're going to question you or when they're going to question you. That's, as I understand it, I'm not an attorney. The Rutherford Institute has attorneys on staff. They are a legal organization.
But what qualifies as questioning? Because in my experience, law enforcement tends to begin asking questions right away. So, for instance,
that's not supposedly legal.
Well, so when you get a speeding ticket, the officer comes up and says, "Where are you headed?"
That you are not under arrest at that point.
That's your
detention.
A ticket. Okay, a ticket is an arrest.
An officer is gathering information. I understand what you're saying, but the officer probably has not written you a ticket at that point.
That would make sense.
He is investigating
right?
you.
Okay, so they're allowed to ask questions when they're investigating.
Correct.
But when they've moved after arrest and then begin asking questions again, they have to give you your Miranda rights.
Right. And the rights still apply even during the contact or the detention. Like, everything you say can and will be used against you.
Oh, yeah, it's just the truth. I mean, they should have it on a little button that they wear on their lapel.
More coming up here in moments about your rights and how they are being decimated as you watch and wonder what it is that you can do about it. Because that is a good question. What can you do about this? 855-453. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, or your comments on the Boston bombing situation certainly are welcome. As one of the suspects point out, this is not someone who is confirmed to be a terrorist. He's a suspect. Yes, they've charged him with something, apparently, according to a call earlier. But that doesn't mean he's been found guilty. So we'll continue to monitor, but as one of the suspects is in pretty serious condition, apparently, in a hospital room, He has allegedly begun...
The other one's not in such serious condition.
Yeah, he has allegedly begun...
Or very serious, depends on how you look at it.
Right. He has allegedly begun speaking with the investigators in the case.
Last I heard, he was writing things down.
Through a writing method, because apparently he has a throat wound to prevent him from actually speaking. So that's all we've got
right
now. One
thing I thought was kind of interesting is that they found that the homeowner found this guy in the boat, right, in a large pool of blood, and you got the impression he was unconscious. And then the police had a firefight with him, I guess is the way that the news makes it seem. Mm-hmm. They say he was injured after a firefight, and he certainly was in a firefight 12 hours or something like that earlier in the day. Is that
at
the
MIT?
Injury? Yeah, is that the injury they're talking about? Did they? I know that they.
It's not clear.
They shot this guy's boat with something because I saw an explosion on it when they were ramming it with the Bearcat or whatever they were doing. But would it make sense to? They may have shot this guy while he was unconscious. Had
Who
a
knows?
Firefight with an unconscious man is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it may have been a one-way firefight.
But he lived through it.
So far he has. So anyway, that's the real only development that I've seen here besides our caller earlier saying that there have been charges. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about his religion in the news, but we've yet to really hear directly from him or know anything about the other side of this story, and there has to be an other side.
Yeah, well, I really, really want to know. It seems to me like he did it, and I really want to know what was the motivation. Why did this popular... young man who got really great grades, who apparently went back to school after doing the bombing. Why did he do it? What was his motivation? And I'm just very interested in finding this out.
So I'm going on here with this Rutherford Institute piece here, which I think points out a lot of really important things about this whole situation. We're almost done with it, but continuing, this is John Whitehead, who is, I believe, the founder of the Institute. He says the continual undermining of the rules that protect civil liberties, not to mention the incessant rush to judgment by politicians, members of the media, and the public, will inevitably have far-reaching consequences on a population that not only remains ignorant about their rights, but is inclined to sacrifice their liberties for phantom promises of safety. Moments after taking Tsarnaev into custody, the Boston Police Department tweeted, and I saw this that night in a police report and was pretty upset about this quote. Quote, from the Boston Police Department's Twitter, captured! The hunt is over! The search is done! The terror is over! And justice has won!
Well, it's nice that some marketing PR person at the police department can rhyme.
Yeah, it's cute. But I'm sorry. Wait a second. The terror is over? Now, that could mean a couple different things. It could mean the terror of the police coming into your home and raiding your place of business or where you put your head at night. That terror is over in that for that moment they were no longer doing police searches. But to suggest that all of the terror is over? Really? The war on terror is done now that they've caught this 19-year-old? Well, thank goodness we can finally celebrate the end of this insane war on terror that we thought was never going to be over. No, of course that's not what they mean. Because the war on terror is far from over. The government will continue the war on terror. They'll continue to milk that.
As long
that.
As they can get away with
yep.
it, because it pays the people that pay the politicians. The military-industrial complex, I know it's a trite term. I know. But there are a lot of people in this country that get paid for making things that go kaboom. And those people want their products used, just like anybody who makes anything wants their products used. Those people want their products used, and the only people that are allowed to use their products is the United States government. So therefore, they have lobbyists in order to make sure that their products get used, and they buy politicians, and that's the end of that story.
And Whitehead makes the point I would make about the final final sentence in that statement. And justice has won, says the Boston police. Well, Whitehead says, yet with Tsarnaev and his brother having been charged, tried, and convicted by the government, the media, and the police, all without ever having stepped inside a courtroom, it remains to be seen whether justice has indeed won. The lesson for the rest of us is this. Once a free people allows the government to make inroads into their freedoms or uses those same freedoms as bargaining chips for security, it quickly becomes a slippery slope to outright tyranny. And it doesn't really matter whether it's a Democrat or a Republican at the helm, because the bureaucratic mindset on both sides of the aisle now seems to embody the same philosophy of authoritarian government. Increasingly, those on the left who once hailed Barack Obama as the antidote for restoring the numerous civil liberties that were lost or undermined as a result of Bush-era policies are finding themselves forced to acknowledge that threats to civil liberties are worse under Obama. Clearly, the outlook for civil liberties under Obama grows bleaker by the day, from his embrace of indefinite detention for U.S. citizens and drone kill lists to warrantless surveillance of phone, email, and internet communications and prosecutions of government whistleblowers. Most recently, capitalizing on the nation's heightened emotions, confusion, and fear, government officials used the Boston Marathon tragedy as a means of extending the reach of the police state, starting with the House of Representatives' overwhelming passage of the controversial Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, which we haven't talked about yet, and I have a story about that, too, because we've been so busy with this Boston thing,
right.
And also the Rich Paul trial occupied a significant portion of the show last week.
We've certainly been remiss in that area.
The House of Representatives' overwhelming passage of this, which opens the door to greater internet surveillance by the government. These troubling developments are the outward manifestations of an inner philosophical shift underway in how the government views not only the Constitution and Bill of Rights, but we the people as well. What this reflects is a move away from a government bound by the rule of law to one that seeks total control through the imposition of its own self-serving laws on the populace. All the while, the American people remain largely oblivious to the looming threats to their freedoms, eager to be persuaded that the government can solve the problems that plague us, whether it be terrorism, economic depression, environmental disaster, or even a flu epidemic. Yet having bought into the false notion that the government can ensure not
it's
only
so
our
tempting.
Safety...
It's so tempting, right?
Like to want to believe them,
Want to believe that a centrally controlled agency would be more efficient because they have access to more information. They can, they can make rules. They can shut down the city so the police can get from one side to the other. It's really, really tempting. But it's really hard to historically point to situations where governments handle things more efficiently than the free market does. And if you can point to it, what are the costs when you give government this any particular power? They tend to use it and they tend not to give it up.
Yeah, and they keep expanding.
One time, in the past, the Athenians needed protection and they called on the Spartans to protect. And the Spartans have a great reputation, certainly are great fighters, and help them to protect their walled city and that kind of thing. But the Spartans were invited in for protection and then they didn't want to leave.
Yet having bought into the false notion that the government can ensure not only our safety but our happiness and will take care of us from cradle to grave, that is from daycare centers to nursing homes, we have in actuality allowed ourselves to be bridled and turned into slaves at the bidding of a government that cares little for our freedoms and our happiness. More coming up with your thoughts at 855 453 Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight. For you to bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. Doesn't have to be about the Boston thing, though. Obviously, there's still, I think, a lot to say on that. In fact, Mark, you've got a Facebook post that we're going to share next in relation to this. But you can get on the lines here if you'd like. 855-453 is the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. Also join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can grab archives of the show going back for years, all for free, over at freetalklive.com. All you have to do is click and download, and they are yours. You can actually download them from the front page of freetalklive.com, or you can go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, where you'll not only get episodes of Free Talk Live, but you'll also get the Edgington Post, which is an interview series that you do, Mark. In fact, you just did one today.
That's right.
Who was it?
It was Dr. Melello talking about actually ways to prevent autism.
Okay.
If you're a prospective parent. And it was very, very interesting.
So there's that. That's available through our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And anything you find on our SoundCloud that you enjoy, you know, episode of the show you really liked, you just click the share button on whichever episode is your favorite. And then that comes up with a bunch of options, you know, Facebook, WordPress, Twitter. You share it wherever it is that you think is most valuable, that you think people will see it, that would enjoy it. And that is appreciated by us. So once again, soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
There are many perils, pitfalls, and hurdles to buying bitcoins on the internet. If, for instance, you want to buy bitcoins from an individual and, you know, you guys make an agreement. One says they'll send some PayPal and the other will send the bitcoins. As I understand it, now, Ian, you probably know a little bit more about this than I do, that a PayPal transaction can be reversed, whereas a Bitcoin transaction cannot. So it's possible you could send a large amount of Bitcoins to somebody, but then they could reverse the payment. Is that correct?
Hold on. It's possible that I could send Bitcoins and they could reverse the payment?
The Bitcoins can't be reversed. The PayPal payment could be reversed.
PayPal payment can be. I don't think that's the right way to put it, though.
Okay.
When it comes to PayPal, if I send you some money in PayPal, let's say I buy something from you, I'm going to buy a computer from you, Mark, and I'm going to send you PayPal for it. You send me the computer, and then I say, I'm disputing this transaction. Right. I got the computer, and then PayPal will send me the, you know, possibly give me the coins back, or not coins, but the money that I would have sent to you back. There's a, that's what part of their dispute resolution process is all about. So when you're saying that, in reality, it's a third party, in this case PayPal, this intermediary, this payment intermediary that has a system that allows for a payment to be taken back. And there's a whole resolution process involved in that. With Bitcoin, there is no intermediary. There's
I'm talking about buying Bitcoins, though. I'm not comparing the use of PayPal to Bitcoins. I'm talking about purchasing Bitcoins.
You're talking about buying Bitcoins over PayPal.
Right, you know, just making a deal with somebody on the internet that if you're the one sending the bitcoins, you could be in big trouble.
Right.
So I guess I should say there's perils in selling bitcoins and when using PayPal.
Right. I mean, because when you make a statement like Bitcoin transactions cannot be reversed, that's not true. If I were to sell you something with let's go with a computer example here because I didn't realize what you're saying. If you know, you sell me the computer with Bitcoins and I send you the Bitcoins, then you can reverse the payment if you choose to send the Bitcoins back to me.
I don't know that that's actually a reversal. That's a new transaction.
Okay, fine.
I mean, it's not really fair to say that that's a reversal. But, you know, you do buy a person who's...
A refund would be offered by this. It's totally possible to give a refund
Absolutely.
As a seller with Bitcoins. And I think that by saying a payment can't be reversed, it kind of maybe could paint a picture for folks like, what? You can't get a refund if you send the product back? Yeah, of course you can.
There are other pitfalls, you know, for instance, actually hurdles probably more so. Many of these sites that sell Bitcoins have a long time between when one, you know, for instance, sends the money and then before they get the credit for the money. For instance, many of these sites out there like MTGox and that kind of thing, you know, they're certainly reputable sites. It just takes much longer to make a transaction. BitInstant is the fastest, safest and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. Say you go to Walmart or CVS and deposit money through MoneyGram. Tell them where your account is, and you know they'll send it there and then make the deposit. Generally, you'll have the money in your account by the time you get home. BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855, 453, plus BitInstant has survived this test of time that is so critical with these Bitcoin vending sites. One of the other ones just went out of business.
Most of these companies aren't really companies at all. BitInstant's attempting to grow into sort of being a real company, but this is the wild, wild west in the world of Bitcoins. And, you know, there have been complaints about BitInstant on the show, and, you know, I think they're fair, but I don't think that there's any – one has to look at what one's options are, and BitInstant is getting better all the time, and they do their best to handle customer service situations, including giving the CEO's name email address here so that we can, you know, forward people there.
That's right. So let's jump back to this discussion about Boston. Mark, you had a Facebook post with which you wanted to share.
Yeah, I thought that this was worthy of sharing. Generally, Facebook posts are pretty rare for us to read on the air.
Now, this was just some guy's Facebook post on his own profile?
His name's Bruce Fenton, and he's got almost 27,000 followers. I haven't been able to figure out who this guy is and why he should have 27,000 followers, but clearly he's somebody, at least on Facebook.
Apparently you didn't bother to Google it. Bruce Fenton, economic strategist, consulting, speaking.
I read that, yep.
Okay, so there you go.
So he's a speaker?
Yeah.
The speaker part was not on his Facebook page, but he certainly had some stuff to do with it. Economics.
All right.
Anyway, he says, answer me this. If there's a bombing in a major sporting event in America resulting in death and over 100 injuries, and the FBI knows a suspect did it, and everyone in the media knows they did it, and the police know they did it, then should that person still get a fair trial? Now, but does it seem like we know who we're talking about here?
Uh-huh.
Or if should he rot and die like the scum we know he is? If you said he should die, be careful, because you would have killed Richard Jewell, an innocent man, a hero actually, accused of the Atlanta Olympic Centennial Park bombings in 1996. The FBI was sure he was guilty. The police and the press were sure as well. Tom Brokaw reported that the FBI was certain of his guilt and was working on building the most solid case. There could be no other possibility. It was totally obvious. People asked why we would even have a trial when we knew he was guilty.
By the way, the FBI would never tell a lie.
Terrorists don't deserve a trial, they shouted.
I'd like to point out that at the Rich Paul trial last week, the FBI agent absolutely was lying on the stand, and he was caught in that lie, but that's just one example of the FBI willing to tell lies to get convictions.
Didn't matter to the jury. Thing is, he wasn't a terrorist at all, and not in any way, shape, or form. He was a man who rushed to save hundreds of lives in a way so lucky and timely that people made him a suspect. Because of mistakes and rush to judgment, the real terrorist, Eric Rudolph, went free and did three more bombings before Jewel was proven innocent and freed. His life, finances, and health ruined. The FBI also didn't develop any more leads. Speaking of mistakes, let's not forget the many wrong door raids and cases like Steve Jackson, who had his offices raided for suspicion of terrorism because of a book about hackers and spies. But it turned out Steve Jackson Games is simply a game company who was had games about spies, ninjas, and zombies, and the book was to be sold alongside Dungeons and Dragons books.
Wow.
Had today's laws existed when Jewel or Jackson were suspects, we might have
send them up the river.
Never seen them again.
Mm-hmm.
The point in this case isn't about Steve Jackson or Richard Jewel. It's about our Constitution. There are those, like Senator McCain, Senator Graham, and Rudy Giuliani, who wish to change it. They wish the right to a fair trial, right to a trial by jury, and concept of innocent until proven guilty would be changed to you are automatically guilty if Eric Holder, Janet Napolitano, or Rudy Giuliani, or the media, or the FBI say you're guilty, and you never have the chance to prove otherwise, no matter what evidence you have.
Yeah, not the just citizen. Ask Bradley Manning. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is there more to his post?
Oh, yes.
We'll continue it coming up and also take your calls about what you want. Plus, still to come, CISPA. What's going on with that? Because apparently it happened last week and it went right past our radar. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE. That is your option. You can also join us on Skype. Username for you is lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request. You'll be added to our list. And at that point, it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. Username again there, lrn.fm. And we'll continue. You can bring up what you want, though. The Boston bombing situation is still on a lot of people's minds. In fact, we'll continue the Facebook post we were sharing with you a moment ago.
Lots of different stored food companies are advertising on the radio these days. But they're not all created equal. Many of them don't use the best methods for storing their food over long periods of time. Some of them use cans, and these cans have a lot of food in them. How are you going to be able to store? What if you just need, you know, a meal or two? You don't want to waste a whole can of food. Others, for instance, will use Mylar bag packaging, but they won't seal the edges as well as they could, and you know, that makes it so that varmints can get in there and that kind of thing. Others will not put oxygen absorbers in their packaging. Others won't flush their packaging with nitrogen in order to get out as much oxygen as possible. At food.freetalklive.com, we have the Legacy Premium brand there, and they're the only one that's 100% GMO-free or MSG-free or artificial flavor-free or preservative-free, and they do it all for $1.50 a meal. That's about half of the competition, and you can be sure they're going to last 25 years. Now, at $1.50 a meal, you may just want to eat them right away. They're great-tasting food. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. That's what I found to be most interesting when I first found out about them. And we've got some great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Mark, you're sharing with us a post from Facebook. This one was not posted to our Facebook page, but it was posted to a guy named Bruce. What was his name?
Fenton.
Bruce Fenton.
I think is it Bruce? Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe it's not Bruce.
Yeah, it's just Bruce Fenton. My mistake.
Okay. So Bruce Fenton posting to his Facebook page something that really, I guess, rang true with you. And so continue, if you don't mind, his thoughts.
Yeah, what he was pointing out was that the Centennial Park bomber in Atlanta back in 1996, it was clear to everybody that he was guilty, that he'd done it. The FBI was sure he did it. The press was sure he did it. The local news media was sure he did it. The circumstances made it seem like he did it. And turns out he didn't do it. So this is something to bear in mind in this Zokar situation here. You don't want to rush to judgment. You want a man to get a fair trial, anybody to get a fair trial. And I think this is what we believe in this country. And it's right now, we need a little reminder.
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. And I know you said there's more to his article here, but I think it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, considering one of these two suspects is still alive. I mean, I have to say, I was pretty shocked that the police didn't just blow this kid away.
Yeah, I thought they were going to kill him.
And then, you know, just write this one off as, click, case closed, like they did with their Twitter post, which basically said, the terror is over, as though terror is over. I mean, what are we talking about? This war on terror thing is going to continue on. This is certainly not the last time a terror strike's going to happen in this country, especially as the U.S. government continues to meddle and in other countries around the world and kill innocent people. Inevitably, that's going to stir up more anger. Or in this case, it might have been as a result of the U.S. government assisting the Russian government in the oppression of the Chechen people, correct?
Chechens, yeah.
So let's continue with his post, though.
The point in this case isn't about Steve Jackson or Richard Jewell. It's about our Constitution. There are those like Senator McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Rudy Giuliani who wish to change it. They wish to see the right to a fair trial and the right to trial by jury, the concept of innocent until proven guilty, to be changed to you're automatically guilty if Eric Holder, Janet Napolitano, or Rudy Giuliani, the media, or the FBI say you're guilty, and you'll never have a chance to prove otherwise no matter what evidence you have. Not that citizens need to prove innocence at all. The government needs to prove guilt. Now, I don't think we're anywhere near that. I think that at this point, essentially, the United States people have been socialized to the point that they just believe, that generally believe that if somebody is charged, that they are guilty. And I evidence that by saying, look, it's far fewer than 1% of cases arrests end up in trial. And of those, the felony situation, I don't have numbers for misdemeanors, it's about two-thirds of people are found guilty. This is something like 0.1%. 0.1%. One out of 1,000 people, the police made a mistake. I mean, this is a really efficient legal system we have where the human beings, the fallible individuals in this legal system, somehow only make a mistake 0.1% of the time. If you believe that, you are a fool. And I'm sorry, it just seems like juries just go along and go along and go along.
You know, the only way that the partying on Friday night would have been any harder would be if they had actually blown this other kid away. Because the people in Boston, the surrounding areas, were just having themselves a good old time in the streets. Some people. And apparently it was a fair amount of those people that were out and about.
I'd have been happy, too,
from Boston who said it was
to be
happening.
Out of my house at that point. And I don't think that... You know,
would you be chanting USA? USA?
I don't
BPD,
understand.
BPD.
Did, you know, I think an individual found this in this kid, and I don't think the government's really to thank for this. Really, not that much.
As I was driving back from New York City this weekend, having been off the Saturday night show, was coming back on Sunday through Massachusetts, and they had those, you know, road sign messaging signs, and I think it said something like, "We are one Boston."
Yeah.
And then some other statement after that, which was similarly collectivist sounding. And, you know, that's what people believe. They believe that we caught the suspects we did this.
People tend to huddle under the flag in times of terror. And I think that people were terrorized in this circumstance, and people felt empathy for those that were terrorized. I remember 9/11. On 9/11, I went out and got a firearm.
Oh, really?
In order to protect myself.
You were a felon at that time. I don't know if you want to admit that.
Well, you know, I'm sure that the statute of limitations, and I don't even live in the state that it happened in.
Okay.
So I'm not really concerned with it. But the fact of the matter is that that's what I had done, because I was scared. And, you know, I didn't get it. Somebody else got it, but... I was going to use that thing if you God have mercy on the soul of any Arab man that was going around selling Encyclopedia Britannicas on that day, right? Like, it would have been a very bad time to be doing such a thing. But that's how the world felt at the time. It's how Americans felt.
That's not how I felt. I woke up and I heard that news, and I wasn't surprised in the least.
I'm not surprised that people...
I was surprised it took as long as it did.
I'm not surprised at that America's foreign policy, the United States, I should say, the United States government's foreign policy doesn't have more repercussions. I'm not surprised about that at all. And I'm not surprised about what happened on 9/11 in retrospect. But at the time, you better believe I was surprised. I was living in sort of, you know, happy dum-dum land.
You thinking, were kind of a Republican back then, right?
I was a pretty Republican, yeah.
Yeah. You were not the same Mark that you are today.
No, you weren't the same Ian you were at that time
not.
Either.
Certainly not.
Let's go on with the story. When an accusation becomes a conviction, we have absolutely no law whatsoever anymore. We place 100% of all faith in the power and the wisdom of the state, be it Holder, Bush, Palin, or whomever it is that we may elect in the future, that they will never, ever arrest the wrong person. Mm. Never be motivated by politics, rage, corruption, or any other influence, and we'll never wrongly accuse a good person because the good person isn't doing anything suspicious. Nah, that doesn't work for me. Move beyond the emotion of this and one case in this one case and think how you want rights in America to work. Do you want to change the Constitution? How should it read instead? This isn't about protecting terrorists or even terror suspects. It's about protecting the Steve Jacksons and the Richard Jewels of the world. That's you and me.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but I love the quote. And that is that if 100 guilty men go free to make sure an innocent man doesn't go to prison, I support that.
Well, we're a long ways off from that happening in this country. You know, I think that because 100 guilty men going free, for God's sakes, how often does that happen?
Mm-hmm. I think all of these rights we're talking about are the rights that are there to protect the innocent from bad prosecutions. And, you know, apparently they don't have to change the Constitution to eviscerate these rights from it. They just have to do what they want and get away with it. And then the Supreme Court can change the Constitution's interpretation afterwards to say, oh, yeah, sure, it's a reasonable search. Oh, yeah, the government can come by with your, you're in your car and you can bring a dog by and they can sniff out your car and then they can search your whole car. That's totally reasonable. And there's these little pieces of the Constitution that are subject to wide interpretation, and the interpretation just gets wider and wider and wider on those things. 855-453. What about CISPA, though? Last week we talked a lot about Rich Paul's trial, which was happening here in Keene, and no one else was covering it, so we certainly did. I mean, we overlooked the CISPA story. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a moment. 713's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.